Hello, friends. Welcome back to Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. My name is Lance Bain, and this is episode number 37 of our podcast designed to help us experience the grace of God as we lead and overcome the everyday challenges of life. So I'm so glad you are with me today. Love having you here. And we've got a great podcast for you today. I got some exciting news as well. Want to let you know, in case you didn't know, that we are now available on the Spotify platform, both online and within the application. So if you'll just simply open that up and go to podcast and search Lance Bain, you should find Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives there. And so you can start listening through the Spotify application. Also want to let you know that we're making our show notes available. I realize that through some feedback from listeners that I give a lot of lists, point one, point two, point three, and a lot of you listen while you're driving and not able to take notes or write those lists down. So at the lancebain.com website, when you go and look at our podcast from the homepage, starting in episode number 35, we'll have the show notes available for you in a PDF format. Or if you're using your device only, the show notes will be available within the description. So grateful for my IT team, which is basically me and my friend Grace Joseph, who put this together. And so grateful for her hard work in helping us do this, and glad that the notes are available for you. If you have any other suggestions, let me know. Would just want to help you be effective as you lead and overcome these challenges. So we started a new set of talks not too long ago about empowering leadership. And we did it because training and empowering people is how we produce positive change, helping people live out their passion and purpose. And what's significant in empowering others is remembering our why. Because if we lose our why, we lose our way. And Simon Sinek tells us that people don't buy into what you do, they buy into why you do it. They want to know your heart motivation, why it's a value, why it's important, why it is significant. And so we want to empower other people, not just in the skills of what we're doing, but really see their heart, grasp the why of what we're doing. So this is about your cause, it's about your purpose. And we do this podcast, for example, because I believe people want to make a difference, and they need encouragement, and they need training, and they need ideas. So when we're talking about empowering other people, we recognize that there are five layers of empowering leadership. Episode number 35 was about I do it. I need to witness the work before I ask someone to witness the work. Episode 36 was I do it, and then I've invited someone to watch. So we talked about, how do I know who to invite to watch? How do I develop, and how do I encourage in that process? And so today I want to talk about layer number three, is they do it and I watch. And this is about having the right components for the best handoff. Now, you want a team that buys the vision. Michael Hyatt says, you want a team that buys the vision, understands what is at stake, and is willing to take a stand to make it happen. And so when you're empowering people, what we're believing is already in place here is that you've got these kind of folks in place. They buy the vision, they understand what's at stake, and they're willing to take a stand to make that happen. So we've moved from I do to I do, they watch, and this week we're moving from me doing it to someone else is doing it. And this may take several days, might take weeks, a number of meetings or months, depending on your context, but you're ready to take your hands off of the leadership wheel, and you're ready to let someone else give it a go. And so we're calling that they do and I watch. And what is common in that environment is that you as the leader, I as the leader, feel excited, but I also feel nervous because I'm empowering others and I'm giving something over that I've worked really hard on. So how can I ensure an efficient handoff in this place of responsibility? To have a successful handoff, let's make sure we have a few key components in place. Component number one is you need a clear environment. A clear environment really contains four elements. Element number one is a clear job description. People need to be clear about what you're handing them and what they're responsible for and responsible to, and what are the outcomes that you hope to achieve. And so when you give someone a clear job description, whether it's leading prayer in a small group or facilitating an outreach, or if it's closing the books or shutting down the store or running a particular route, whatever it may be, make sure that they have a clear job description. You can obviously give that in print or digital format. work through it, talk through it, make sure all the questions have been answered, that there's clarity, and make sure that the person to whom you're handing this leadership responsibility to is clear about the resources that are available to them to help them be successful. So component number one is a clear environment, which means you need a clear job description. Element number two is observe someone that's experienced it. So this is what we talked about in the last episode, that they need to be observing you and your efficiency and your fluency in this area. What's important in this is proximity, is that maybe they're sitting in the cubicle next to you. So you want to think about physical proximity, seating. Do I need to arrive early? Do we need to stay late? Are there passwords involved, software involved? What is needed to make sure that observation can really happen, and what's the proximity of that? And I would encourage you need to make sure that this is done with appropriate relationships. So sometimes guys can be working with ladies or ladies with guys, and that done over the long term can often create an emotional attachment that can be really unhealthy and lead to dangerous relational behaviors and practices. So you want to make sure that you have clarity in your environment, which is about a clear job description. It's about making sure someone has had proper and healthy observation. Element number three is you actually allow the taking over of the role with the key person present giving feedback. So if I'm handing over the introduction of a small group and laying the groundwork for it, I want to make sure that I'm close by and am I able to give feedback. So you need to think about time. You need to think about your focus as the key leader. You need to make sure that you're still aware of the goal that you're after, and that one you've trained and you're now letting them do it and you're watching is also aware of that goal. What's really important, and we hit this so often in our podcast time together, is celebration, that you want to be celebrating their success, celebrate what you want reproduced, and then assess and adjust, measure it and adjust and give that kind of feedback. So you want a clear environment means you need an element of a clear job description, you need clarity about observation and is that happening well, and you need to make sure that the one to whom you're passing this baton of leadership to, that you or a key person is present giving feedback. And then the fourth element is let that person perform the role, followed up with regular meetings to strengthen connection to the leadership and to wisdom. And so here's some things you need to think about when you want to have regular meetings, post the performance, post the leadership to strengthen that connection and make sure it's happening well. You need to ask, when are we going to meet? How long is the meeting? What should the person to whom I'm training be prepared to present? What am I expecting them to bring to that meeting? Information, resources, questions, answers, input, ideas. Are there additional resources needed? Are we reading a book? Is there a feedback form? What else is needed to make this follow-up meeting successful? And what is the goal of that meeting? And how are you going to measure growth? How are you going to know if that is successful? So these four key elements of a clear job description, make sure healthy observation is happening, make sure you're giving healthy feedback to the person who you're training, and that there are follow-up meetings to strengthen connection to leadership and wisdom. That's really important. And I appreciate Steve Backlund and his book, The Culture of Empowerment, How to Champion People, who provided for us this list of four things. So really, really helpful. Clarity of environment is component number one. Component number two is our coaching environment. Now, here's what I mean by coaching. Listen well, ask, don't tell, and establish measurable goals. Listen well, ask, don't tell, establish measurable goals. That's what we mean by coaching. And Tony Stoltzfus, in his book, Leadership Coaching, The Discipline, Skills, and Heart of a Christian Coach, provided for us five insightful reasons why coaching is really important. Reason number one is to experience more transformation. When you do coaching, you experience more transformation, and the one who you're coaching is experiencing more transformation. So when you're handing this baton of leadership off to someone else, provide coaching environment. Listen well, observe well, ask questions. Don't always solve their problems, but help them find solutions by thinking and observing and praying and processing. People can come up with their own solutions, their own adjustments. And so when you do that, you experience more transformation. Radical changes happen in people's lives, and that change is more lasting when you have a coaching environment. That's reason number one why coaching is important. You experience more transformation. Reason number two is people grow faster. You're able to accelerate change and accomplish more without overload. And number three reason is that you unleash people. You stop creating dependency upon you, and you free up your time by empowering others to take action. You free up your time by helping people learn how to think. When you have a really effective coaching environment, I've learned that people become less dependent upon the coach, and they can actually coach themselves. I don't think coaching themselves is a full and healthy replacement for having coaching relationships, because we need objective feedback and third-party observation and those kinds of questions. But you're able to develop your thinking skills, and you're able to develop a sharper way of thinking, and that's actually a way that you unleash people. And the reason, another reason why this is really important is because not only are people learning to coach themselves, but you're not responsible for the actions they take. They're responsible for the actions they take. So you eliminate some of the blame and offloading when people begin to experience coaching and take responsibility. The fourth reason why a coaching environment is so powerful is because you develop leaders. Developing leaders is about investing more effectively and efficiently in those around you, so that you can actually multiply your impact. So let's remember, I'm giving you a lot of lists here. I just want to make sure we remember about what we're after. We're about empowering people. They do it and we watch. And we need the right components to effectively hand the baton off so we don't fumble it. How do we handle this? How do we handle this off to others so we don't fumble what we're building, what we're doing? We know what's at stake, and we want people to be successful in that. And so you need this coaching environment. And the reasons are because you experience more transformation, people grow faster, you unleash people, you develop leaders, and fifthly, people improve interpersonal skills. You learn great tools from developing these kind of personal, deep relationships and having really brilliant conversations. Now, this coaching can happen in a very personal way. You're sitting with someone over a coffee or in an office or at your home. It can also happen, I believe, through podcasts. You listen consistently to this podcast. We develop a bit of a digital relationship, if you will, and I stir you up to think and to have internal conversations. And so in some ways, I'm really hoping that this podcast creates for you a coaching environment so that you can experience more transformation, you can grow faster, I can reproduce myself by developing others through the podcast, unleash people, and develop interpersonal skills, improve upon those things. That powerful coaching environment is a significant component that you want in place when you empower other people to do it and you watch. Component number three is you need a learning environment. So we not only need a clear environment, and we not only need a coaching environment, but we need a learning environment. And there are three types of learning. Sociologists tell us there are three types of learning. There's the lecture phase, the apprenticeship phase, and the immersion phase. And the lecture phase, for those of us that are Christians and we think about the idea of discipling people, this is what we're really talking about, and empowering people. We're talking about discipling people. I live this life, then I live this life and invite someone to come watch it. They start taking leadership responsibility, reproductive responsibility, ministry responsibilities. They do it and we watch. The fourth layer is they do it, and the fifth layer is they do it, and they invite someone else, and they keep this reproduction happening and growing forward. Well, we need the right kind of learning environment for that to happen. And in the scriptures, we find the lecture aspect of learning in Matthew 5, 1 through 2, when Jesus does the Sermon on the Mount. He lectures, he teaches people. The second type of learning is apprenticeship. You find this in Luke 10, when Jesus gathers the 72 and he sends them out to do extraordinary things. They come back and they're giving the feedback. They're giving a report on what happened, and Jesus celebrates what happened, but then he also reminds them, adjust your thinking here. That's great, but don't lose sight of this. This is even greater. And so there's this sense of apprenticeship was about practicing what we've learned. I'm getting to really put my hand on it. And isn't it true, guys? That's what we're really talking about here. When we talk about I do it and they watch and they do it and I watch, this is the path, the layers, the process of apprenticeship. We're letting other people do it. We want to make sure they have a clear environment, a coaching environment, and a learning environment. And the third way of learning is immersion. This is simply in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus's call to follow him, that we become immersed in a new way of kingdom, in a new way of living called the kingdom of God. And one of the primary ways that we know people are in immersive environments is questions are generated. How many times were people asking Jesus questions? And because the culture that they were getting immersed in was so different than the way that they were living. And that's the power of an immersive environment. So lecture, apprenticeship, and immersion, you need all three of them. So think about when you are handing this baton off to others, what kind of lectures do you need to give? Teaching, principles, concept, truth. How are they going to keep their hands on it? And this is what we're talking about today. And then immersion, just sitting in the culture and in the environment. So there are three types of learning in this learning environment. Let me tell you what else is critical. Not only that we have the three types of learning interplaying together, but that we have communication happening along the way. I'm going to state the obvious here. Communication is listening and speaking. So many of us think we're having a dialogue when we're really having a monologue. We're talking, and yeah, people may be talking back to us, but we're not really listening. We're just thinking about how I can give my next reply. And so there's no real deep listening. And without deep listening, you don't have a dialogue. You have two monologues happening at the same time, interwoven together. And so communication is deep listening and curiosity and speaking. And it is essential that you have this for a learning and empowering environment. You want to talk along the way. You want to make sure you speak clearly, ask questions, answer questions clearly, ask people what they're hearing you say. If people aren't naturally reflective listening or active listening, then ask them, what are you hearing me say? Inspire them to give you that kind of feedback to practice their listening skills. Listen for questions is really important in communication. And then I just think observation is really important in communication. Observe the implementation of your values, your practices, asking yourself, is what this person is doing faithful to our cultural DNA, while at the same time allowing for flexibility and innovation? Because culture inspires innovation, because culture embraces creativity, but culture doesn't want to embrace innovation to the point that we fundamentally change our DNA. We want our DNA to grow and to expand, but not become different. And this is the real power of innovation. This is the power of a learning environment. Make sure you have in play your three types of learning, and make sure you've got great communication going on in your learning environment. Hey, thank you for being with me today on episode number 37 of Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. We're talking about today those five layers of leadership, empowering leadership. And today was about they do it and I watch. And that really hand that off in a way that we can be nervous about. How do we do it most effectively, most efficiently? We talked about you need three components in place. You need a clear environment, you need a coaching environment, and you need a learning environment. Hey, this podcast is here to help us experience the grace of God while we're leading and overcoming the everyday challenges of life. Don't forget to check out lancebain.com. You can stream the podcast from there. You can listen to it on the website. You can also catch the show notes now from episode 35 moving forward. We'll have a downloadable version of the show notes for you, so you'll have all this information, as well as you can catch this show notes in the description if you're using your smart device. Now, let me make aware of you one more thing that I'm really excited about. I've started another podcast called Tea, Tables, and Talk. And it's really just me sitting around a table, sometimes with a tea, sometimes I'm not. They're really meant to be 4 to 7 minute little short thoughts and tips, really about practical things in my life. And so if you want to check that out, you can also find that on the resources page of lancebain.com. You can also find it on Spotify and iTunes and many other Google podcasts. You can find it on lots of places. So you want to look for Tea, Tables, and Talk. That's the name of that podcast. Hey, I love you guys. I love you all so much. Keep your hand on this plow of leadership. Stay hopeful. Keep empowering people. Keep believing for the best. And I love you guys. And I can't wait to talk to you next week on episode number 38.